negotiate. It's the Junior Kekuweba Junior Show, starring Junior Kekuweba Junior.
Get on me, hurry up, man.
Join Junior along with the Rainbow Hey Band as he makes any guy from Hawaii.
You ain't kidding, boy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Junior Kekuweba Junior.
How's it? I'm Junior Kekuweba Junior with my hoarse voice. Tis the season. Oh man, I've been dipping in that caffeine. You know, like so. Here's what happens, right? So first thing in the morning. Oh, first attitude of gratitude. Okay, but first thing in the morning, yeah, we go Starbucks. Attitude of gratitude. I want to say thank you. We are increasing with our 28 to 34 year olds. So we want to say thank you. I'm looking at the real-time numbers right now, and we actually have a handful of 17 to 22 year olds, but the 23 to 27 year olds keeps going up. So we'd like to welcome you guys. Also 28 to 34 year olds. So, you know, in my experience with broadcasting, which was like, I don't know, too long. It was just too long. It was a long time. I mean, it was like 40 years. Like, really? Yeah. When I tell kids like that, you know, oh, well, I was doing this for 40 years. Uncle, he was, yeah, I mean, yep, 40 years. Okay. So, anyway, but in radio, right, our sales demographic was 35 to 54 female, okay, because females control the money in the house. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know if that means anything to you, but you young entrepreneurs, okay, so that's your target right there, 35 to 54. And our 35 to 54 is huge. It's really huge. And we're also picking up, like, 54-plus people. Okay, so, there's money up there, too. They're retired. They have disposable income. Those are, you know, those that have planned appropriately, I want to say. So welcome to the podcast. Mahalo for being here. Thank you. And today we're going to talk about confidence. We talk about confidence today, okay? Because, you see, the majority of people at both businesses, the life coaching and as well as the singing school, we don't have to get into the whole, you know, how it came about and what happened and whatever. But so the first company I had was a production company, and we made commercials. We did voiceovers. We did all kinds of stuff because I used to do voice work and production work and that kind of thing. So that was our first company. And then we built a singing school because I had been teaching, like, you know, on the weekends at home. And then we turned that into a school. We turned that into a business. And then, after that, went down the road like quite a few years, right? We did a wedding and party business. But then in 2010, we started Here For You Life Coaching. And that's what this is all about. That's what this program is all about. The Junior Kekuweba Junior Show. It's actually about life coaching. Not really a show kind of show. We just call it the Junior Kekuweba Junior Show, okay? And we try to make it entertaining. We try to put small kind comedy inside. But here's the thing about confidence, right? Now, for some reason, I don't know why. I have no idea, okay? I have my own hypotheses, okay? But women have been my number one demographic in my business. In two companies, not the production company, but the singing school. And I think I know why. Because first of all, they want their children to be confident. So they bring them, you know, because people think like, well, you know, if you sing in front of people or you speak in front of people, you know, Toastmasters, all that kind of stuff, like, yeah, you're going to be confident. Okay. They don't know how it works, but they have this idea. And then they come, and then, you know. So my students have always been majority women, and their daughters. We've had a lot of boys, a lot of gentlemen, a lot of men, okay? But the majority has always been, the majority of my calendar, if I pull up my calendar right now, I'll see the majority of women names on my calendar. And it's always been like that. And then when we did the only exception was the wedding and party business. When we built that company, the Junior Kekuweba Junior Roadshow, okay, when we had that business, that was a little bit different. we got calls from women, but it was a change for us, okay? Because we got the call from a woman, right, who said, "I don't know who you are, but my husband said we have to have you at the baby party," you know. So, and then so I would go and, "Oh, sure, yeah, okay, well, do your baby party," and same for weddings, right? So I would get a call from you know women, and they would go, "I, you know, my husband said hire you, so we're gonna hire you," and I guess the husband had one last request. I don't know, because like after that, right? They gotta join the Honeydew Club, right? So it's like, "Well, okay, we'll let you choose the entertainment. What do you want?" "Oh, you want Junior. Okay." Yeah, I mean, that kind of thing, right? I don't know. I'm just trying to be funny with it. But and in the Here For You, you know, life coaching, when we started that in 2010, we started it because we saw the profound changes in people at the voice school and how, you know, this thing really, the voice, the human voice, affected their confidence. And then we, you know, we took the deep dive and did the scientifics on it. We have white papers on it. So those of you not familiar with what a white paper is, it's what medical studies are done on, you know, so they call it white papers. They're just facts from, you know, different organizations, medical organizations. And in most cases, you have to be licensed to obtain these white papers to get the research, but we've been lucky and we've gotten enough for what we need. And so I can tell you that when you express your voice, okay, Nikola Tesla said, you know, if you want to understand the universe better, think in terms of energy, frequency, vibration. And what we add to that is velocity. And we found that when you add velocity to that mix with the human voice, what happens is an acceleration of the release of oxytocin and endorphins in the brain. And that kind of floods the brain with these hormones, okay? And that flooding, or, you know, I know that sounds like a, you know, huge word, right? Flood, what? My brain is flooding. No, not exactly, okay? But this, you know, it's a lot. In other words, when you do it with strength and velocity, it happens faster, okay? So you start to calm quicker. You start to, you know, get confident, because confidence is inner confidence anyway, is an inner calm. Now, you get some guys that, you know, they're I don't know, they're strong, they're tough, they're whatever, and they think it's confidence, right? And I've seen situations where, you know, you could give a microphone to one of these big dudes and be, "Hey, everybody, yeah, sing one song. We're in the middle of the stadium. Yeah, sing one song." Right? It scares them to death, right? Me, I grab the mic and I do a tune, right? You see? But it's a different kind of confidence, okay? And if you know, put me in a, I don't know, gladiator situation, yeah, okay, maybe I'll run out of the arena. So, I mean, it has its pluses and minuses, okay? But inner confidence, that ability to be very calm, and that ability to be very, I want to say focused, okay? Because it is a focus. Because you naturally focus when you're confident. Because what else is there? Well, see, there's these game faces that you use, okay? And we all have these game faces, okay? So one game face is, you know, one game face is for the boss, one game face is for the wife, one game face is for the friends, one game face is for the, you know, whatever, right? And we interact with each other based upon the way we interacted with them the last time we interacted with them. So this is all subconscious programming at the subconscious level. So we have four pillars, and the four pillars that we work from with the subconscious mind are affirmations, meditation, visualization, and vocalization. Now, the vocalization part is what I'm talking about right now, where you express these tones with velocity, okay? So now I'm not talking about yelling, okay? I'm talking about tones, and I'm talking about certain precise frequencies that when you go up the scale and you hit these certain notes, it triggers oxytocin and endorphins in your brain. Okay, now oxytocin is just, you know, I'm going to be as plain as I can about this and as simple as I can. Oxytocin, that hormone, okay, is what quells or subdues the fight or flight syndrome, okay? You know that? You know, like when there's danger and you just want to bolt? You just want to, you know, pew, you just want to go, right? Okay, that was my cartoon thing. All right, so, yeah, so that, right? Okay, so oxytocin works on that, okay? And it suppresses that, it does away with that, or let's say it's an antidote for the fight or flight syndrome. So you begin to kind of experience this this absence of fear, like the fear goes away. Okay, now worrying, okay, is like praying for something bad to happen, right? So when you are worried, okay, when you are preoccupied with a negative thought, it's like you are praying for something bad to happen. Why? Because you're stuck in this negativity loop, okay? And the more you think about this negative thing, whatever it is you're worried about, you are going to get other negative thoughts to come and support it, okay? It's kind of like, yeah, it's weird the way it happens, but it happens. Now, the difference between men and women, where the way it happens, is women have this ability, because they raise children, they have this ability to multitask, right? So they get these multi-thoughts. Now, when these multi-thoughts are good, what happens? Oh, abundance happens, right? Manifestation happens, like all this good stuff, and everything is good, and life is good, everything comes in. And then there's a fearful thought that gets introduced somewhere, or a concern or something, right? Like anything. Then what happens? Well, then when the other supporting thoughts come to back it up, okay, now you have a woman multitasking in the negative. What happens then? Well, everything goes out. Tide goes out. So look at manifestation as tide coming in, or things being attracted to you. And then doubt and fear and you know, just fearful thoughts, negative thoughts, that kind of thing, it just like pushing things away from you, or holding them just, you know, out of reach. Because sometimes it's just out of reach. And there are many people, many thought leaders with many different ideas on this. And my personal idea is, yeah, when you relax, okay, or let's say when you're confident. So confidence is when you don't have to uphold all these different, you know, game faces for whatever, whoever, like that. Then you can operate from what we call neutral. Then it's like an open playing field. Okay, there's no resistance. And the lack of resistance is what you need to be in the state of. Okay, lack of resistance. When you're resisting something, right, you're pushing it away. Now, lack of resistance is like, okay, come, you know, come side, sit down, talk story. I mean, that kind of thing, right? Now, for those of you outside of Hawaii, and the majority of our audience is outside of Hawaii, what we mean by, you know, come inside, talk story, like, it's just, you know, come in, socialize, sit down, you know, whatever, right? Now, normally when you're in the state of neutral, manifestation is easier. Things happen easier because things happen naturally. Now, you're going to manifest whether you believe it or not or whatever. You're going to manifest whether you're confident or not. Because when you're not confident, okay, or let's say when there's a lot of pretense, or when there's a lot of, you know, things that preoccupy your thoughts, okay, and maybe they're negative, okay? So when a lot of that happens, you are going to manifest, yes, you're going to manifest negative stuff. So when you see things going wrong, and you know that this happens, and I'll give you an example. When you get up late sometimes, right? We've all gotten up late for a job, right? Alarm forgot to go off, or you forgot to set it, or whatever, right? Okay, so that happens, right? Then you stumble out of bed, you rush for the bathroom, you're rushing to get ready. Now, Rhonda Byrne, the author of The Secret, said that when you're rushing, you're not being grateful, okay? And when you think about it, that really is the case. When you're rushing, you're not being grateful. Because when you're rushing, right, you're speeding through, you're taking everything for granted. You're taking everything for granted when you're rushing. Now, most people don't think about that, okay? But think about it. Give it some thought, okay? You're just taking everything for granted. Push, 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 push your way through everything. Now, here's what you do. When things start going wrong like that, because you get in a chain reaction, okay? You get out of bed, you rush, and then, you know, maybe coffee spills in the car. Maybe you hit a red light. Maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe you get a ticket going to work because you're speeding. Maybe all of these things start to play, and you notice one negative thing after the other, like boom, boom, boom. And you can see that because it's happening in a short time frame. And you can see this negative role. And that's what I call a negative role anyway. So when you see that, right, the best thing, the very, very best thing to do is stop for 10 minutes. Just stop. If you're in your car, pull out to some parking lot and sit there for 10 minutes. But no, what do? We do the exact opposite. We hurry more. We rush more. Nah, we got to plow through this thing, right? You see? So when that happens, okay, now you're just making things worse. You're enforcing all of that. You are just like confirming all this negativity, and you're reaffirming this negativity in motion as you're going. And one negative thing leads to the next, to the next, to the next. And pretty soon, if you don't stop, something serious is going to happen. Okay. And this, you know, I think we've all been there. So what you need to do, though, is just be aware when these things start happening. Okay, so I'm very aware now, and I can stop a negative roll before it starts. You know, I can observe the first couple steps and go, ooh, 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 you know, and back up, right? Okay, or pause. I like to say pause. So you need to have that pause because it's a vibrational pause. You're putting forward momentum into all of this. You're putting forward momentum into your actions. Now, when you pause, what happens? Well, there's no more momentum. There's no momentum, okay? So it's like a boat. You ever see a boat on a river, on a lake like that? Okay, so when the boat's going, you have the wake in the back of the boat, right? When the boat stops, the wake disappears, okay? And that's what you need to do because that wake, okay, is actually driving, okay? It's actually pushing. It actually has momentum. And when you stop, what happens to the wake? Well, it goes for a little bit and then it dissipates, okay? And then you have a clear lake, a clear river, wherever you're on, right? Okay, so Lao Tzu said, Lao Tzu was the founder of Taoism. And Lao Tzu said, muddy water, let stand still, clears, right? So everything clears up like that. But you have to give it a break. You have to pause. You cannot drive, 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 push, push, push. When you do that, everything it'll end up in a wreck. Okay, so how does confidence play into this thing and how does all of this work? Well, it works like this. When you become confident in your head, okay, as a result of the hormonal activity of the oxytocin and endorphins. Now, the endorphins are feel-good hormones. It makes you feel good, okay? It's not the same as dopamine. It's kind of, sort of, okay? But let's not get technical and confuse everybody. It's a feel-good hormone, okay? So to make you feel good. Now, what happens when you feel good? Well, if you're a singer, okay, so you sing, you feel good. Feel good, sing better, feel better, feel better, sing better, and it just keeps going like that, okay? Or let's say you're not a singer. Let's say you're just, you know, looking for some quality life coaching that will change your life, okay? Then what do? Well, then you project these tones, then you feel good, right? Then you have a better day. Then you're more productive. Then you do these tones again, right? When it comes, you know, the next week, right? Now let's take therapy and let's pause that idea. And now let's address therapy, okay? And this is why therapy, in my mind, is very different, okay? Now, I'm not here to trash therapy at all, okay? And I understand a lot of people go to therapy, okay? But on the manifestation level, at the law of attraction level, okay, what happens is when, let's say you go every Friday, okay, so Friday you go and you're talking about all this stuff that happened, oh, this went wrong, and I don't know how I'm going to fix this, and I'm 2 months late with this bill and that, and you know, you're going on and on, right? Okay, so now all of this negativity is playing out, and you're bringing it into that Friday, okay? Now Saturday comes, and you know, you talk to your therapist, and you guys do whatever you guys do, right? And then Saturday comes, oh, things are a little better. Sunday, oh, things are a little better. Pretty soon, hey, I'm having a good week. And then you get to Friday, okay? And then your therapist is like, well, how's it going? And then you start thinking, okay? Now just your thoughts about how's it going, okay, can trigger a recurrence of all of these things, all of these negative things. Because now it's called to mind. Okay? And now when you start thinking about it and you start articulating it, guess what happens? Well, you brought it into last Friday. Now you're discussing it again this Friday. So what have you done? Well, you brought it into this Friday. Now you're reliving it right now. Okay? And what happens when you relive something in your mind and you think thoughts and whatever? Yeah, you manifest, right? Okay. And then maybe it starts getting good again. And then you're back in the next, right, session. And boom, it appears again. And the beast rears its ugly head. Okay. So, and this can go on for a long time. And I'm here to say that the difference between what I do and, you know, what I just described is that no articulation of any negativity or positivity or anything is required. You don't have to say a word. Okay? And like I don't even ask my clients, like, oh, okay, what's wrong? What's bugging you? Like, that's the last thing I want to hear. Right? Because when you do that, it's like you're opening the floodgates, right? For negativity, because then they're going to tell you, right? And when they tell you, what's going to happen? Well, something's going to manifest. You don't know what exactly, okay? But it's not positive is what I'm saying, right? So now, back to the confidence mindset. Now, if you've achieved confidence because, let's say we did this procedure, okay, with your voice expressing these solfeggio tones, okay, with pressure or velocity, And then we do the Zephyrus tones that we do, okay? And so Zephyrus tones are very soft, gentle tones, okay? Because you need both. You need to balance, okay? Now, when you do this, right, and the person feels better, and then the following week they feel better, they still haven't talked about anything bad or negative, right? It's only like way down the road where I hear stories, and they usually begin with, "You'll never guess what happened." And every time I hear that, I'm like, oh, what, right? So those stories are in my book. Well, some of those stories. I mean, there's been years of those stories. Years and years and years. You know, and I got to say, like, you know, I always had this idea, like, I got to put this in a book. I have to document this because people need to know about this, right? You know, and there were so many stories that, you know, sometimes I can't even think of one to tell when I really want to tell it, right? But there's so many stories. So I wrote the book, and the book is about real people that changed their lives through their voice, right? And not all of these people were singers, you see, because this does not discriminate. It doesn't care if you're a singer, it doesn't care if you're not a singer, okay? You have a voice, you can emit frequency. Okay, you don't have to make a nice sound, okay? You just have to create sound, and you have to, you know, have a little pressure behind it, and, you know, whatever. And then you got to hit the right notes and all of this. And there's an art to it. But this art is like something that took years to acquire. So I know how to do it, right? Has there ever been anybody else that was interested? No, I've never been anybody interested. You know, I see... in fact, I met this guy, and he's what they call a frequency healer, and he uses tuning forks, right? So so I checked it out. I went on Amazon. I saw these tuning forks, and I thought, okay, it's okay. To me, it's just okay. Because here's the difference, Hawaiians, okay? Now, if you're creating these tones with your voice, okay, versus listening to tones that make you relax, okay, which is what tuning forks do, okay, part of what they do anyway, and they resonate with your cells, and your cells are vibrating, and you're a vibratory being, and all of that, but here's the thing, right? A lot of people put on these you know, frequency music to relax at night, and they sleep with it because they make them on YouTube, but 8 hours, right? And I do it with my meditation in the morning when I pick one and I kind of stick with that for a while. And I kind of do it with my meditation in the morning. Now, I also do prayer in the morning, prayer and meditation, okay? Because prayer is speaking to God and meditation is listening to God, and you got to do both, okay? So that's just me. Now, for those of you that are not into praying or not into meditation or either or whatever, it will not hurt you, I could tell you that. But if you're... saying intentions or wishing or praying, they're all kind of the same thing, okay? Because you are asking, you are requesting, you are putting a request out there, okay? So, and it is a vibrational request, and I'm here to say that there are or is a vibrational field out there, okay? And when you make an impression on this field that's out there, okay? And I'm not saying like up there in the stratosphere out there. I'm just saying like right here in the room, right there in your room, right there where you are right now with your phone, with your desktop, with the whatever you got, laptop, tablet, whatever you're listening to me on right now. But right there is a vibratory field, is a vibrational field, okay? And when you make an impression on that field, because it's not like you have to make an impression that goes all the way to the stratosphere kind of thing, okay? That whole thing about, you know, heaven is way up there and hell is way down there and you know, that kind of thing. Okay, so that kind of thinking kind of really confuses people. And, you know, and some people swear by it. They'll tell me, oh, yeah, this is real. You know, that, yeah, that's up there. There's a seventh heaven. You got to go seven up and it's right on the top. And I'm like, okay, all right. Like, whatever, however you believe, okay. But I'm here to tell you that when you make an impression on this field, okay, it returns to you. Okay, and this is why, you know, when they say what goes around comes around, it's because it matters what kind of impression you place upon it. Okay, so the key to everything, the Indian philosopher Chanakya said, your feelings are your God. And what that meant was when you put out a joyful feeling or a happy feeling or, you know, like you're laughing, you're joyful, right? That's what gets projected back onto you. Okay, when you're in a bad mood, when you're angry, when you're pushing out hate, right? And we all do it. We all do it, right? We all get angry. We all get triggered. Okay, so with my clients, right, their trigger levels go down. Their trigger, like I asked my client, one of my clients today, I said, so how's the triggers? He goes, well, geez, you know, I really haven't been triggered this week. And I'm like, well, there you go. See? Okay, so what I'm saying is your trigger levels go down. You know that kind of trigger that just like pulls at your gut, right? And you got to react. You don't want to react, but you just let one off, right? Whatever you say or do or whatever, right? And that is what makes an impression on the field and what gets returned back to you. And this is why what goes around comes around. Okay, so I noticed that when I put out this, you know, I don't know, sometimes I call it a comedy vibe, like a funny vibe. And I try to, you know, be as less serious as I can. Because the less serious I am, the better my life gets. Like I look around me and I'm like, oh my God, thank you, Father God, right? That's what I see. Everybody's different, right? Some people say, thank you, Jesus. Some people say, thank you, Lord. Okay, Lord's a secular term, so I kind of stay away from Lord because, yeah. But I'll tell you this. Here's something for you Christians. When you look in the Bible, because I got my Bible, like, right here, okay, and I read the thing, and I actually read it. I have one in my phone now, the Bible app that I read. But here's the thing, right? If you go in, and every place in the Bible that says Lord, you translate that into law, and every time you see Lord, right, saith the Lord, okay, substitute that with saith the law, okay, and read it that way. Big difference, okay? But however you choose to worship and however you choose to view that, or if you don't, even if you don't, you know, think it, no, there's nothing there, there's, you know, it's just you, you the man, okay, that's fine. Whatever, however you believe. There are some people that don't believe in anything higher than us. Some people think we're gods. Some people think we're, you know, co-creators. I personally think we're co-creators. Because when you make the impression on this, you know, vibrational field, right, you're creating with that field. You're not creating by yourself, okay? Although you are a co-creator, right? But yeah, It's this vibrational field. Now, this field has been called God, the unseen, higher self, higher power, all of that. But when you're making that impression on that, that's what gets returned to you. And I'm telling you, it's strange. But when I changed my mindset, when I started, you know, becoming confident or relaxed inside, that kind of thing, right? And this was like right around 2008. Everything shifted. Everything shifted. Everything changed. Everything. And this was a major, 2008, I think, was a major shift. And while I was shifting, right, we had this crash. We had this stock market crash. And I remember standing in my office watching the TV, because there's this TV in the back, in the corner of the office. And kids used to sit down, watch cartoons in the afternoon or whatever. And you know, but I used to turn around and watch, you know, Fox News or whatever, whatever. And I saw the line going down, right? And this jagged line, like, going down. That's the stock market. Everything is going down, right? And then what happened was everything around me started failing, right? Because then people started moving out of the office building. I was in this office building for 24 years, right? And my company, all of my companies were there, but it was, you know, it was, we had one square studio, one square space that was a studio. Then on the outside office, we had files for every company, for everything. And then, so we ran everything out of, you know, one place, so we didn't have to rent several offices. But everything fit. I mean, yeah, we made everything fit. But the cabinets were like, yeah, the file cabinets were like full of stuff. I mean, full of documents, full of contracts, full of agreements and NDAs, all that stuff for every individual company. But the point of why I'm mentioning this to you is because people were moving out of the building like crazy. Every week we saw people leaving. We saw this moving van, you know, this U-Haul or whatever it was, right? They would back it up and we would see these guys loading. And I would stand there like it was almost paralyzing to watch, because I would see these people go. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, am I next? Am I next? And then in my, you know, my second thought was like, no, don't think that. Let go. And I let go, right? Okay, long story short, we fell behind in rent at the time because we lost a lot of clients. Now, we lost clients. Those people lost their businesses. And in 2008, I can't even tell you how many people lost their life savings. You're talking about IRAs. You're talking about their retirements, like everything out the window, gone, zip, nada, nothing. And I'm over there like just really you know, my dad used to use this expression, holding my freight. And I was definitely holding my freight. You know, that is such an old school term. But yeah, it was spooky. It was very scary. Okay. But you know, you gotta remember, you know, like in the Bible where it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, right? And I can't tell you how many times I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, like in my life, like so many times, right? And things always seemed like, wow, this is real bad. This one, you know, it's like, and every time you get a new bad thing, right? It's like, oh yeah, but I don't know it's bad, but this is the bad, you know, like that, right? And every time I felt like that, I just let go. I just, okay, this is too much for me, Father God. I'm disconnecting. So I'm letting go. And you know, somehow when you let go, in other words, what I'm really talking about when I say let go is you stop insisting on your way. You stop insisting on your way. Let go of your white knuckled grip on life. Okay, let go. And go, okay, all right, all you, Father God, or whatever, whoever you believe, whatever. If you don't believe, maybe it's just let go. But let go, right? And stop demanding your own way. And just see what happens. Just see what happens, right? Because something's going to happen. Something amazing is going to happen. And you're going to find yourself, right, through these series of events, you're going to find yourself going, whoa, I can't believe this thing is all working out. I can't believe that the things, everything's falling together like this, right? We even got the landlord even was willing to drop our rent for a little while because of the situation, like all these things. But you got, you know, you got to do the legwork. You got to go to the meetings. You got to do, you know, you got to write the emails. You got to go through the steps like anything else. You got to go through the steps. So somebody that, you know, would suggest that, oh, this thing magically happens and magic just appears and, you know, and it's all good. Like, oh, sorry, that was sound effects. But, you know, like it's all good, right? Like, no, it's not like that. You have to walk the walk. You gotta walk the walk. And if you're gonna talk the talk, you better be prepared to walk the walk. And so every time that happens, I let go. I'm like, okay, all right. And you submit. And who are you submitting to? You're submitting to that higher power. You're submitting to whoever you consider that to be. And you submit and you let go. And you stop demanding your way. And you know, it's like you're steering the car. Okay, stop steering. Let go. And see. Maybe it's not going to crash like you think. And you'll be surprised of how things turn out. And so that's what I did in 2008. And when I was just putting all these things into practice. And in 2008, whoa, like, you know, I thought for sure, like, whoa, yeah, we're gonna be next, you know. And sometimes I would, like, look at my watch and I would look at the date and I would be like, oh, man, you know, I'd be like that. And nothing happened. Nothing bad happened, okay? We had to catch up. Yeah, we had to do a lot of marketing. We had to do a lot of getting, you know, being proactive and getting new clients. And, yeah, we had to do all of that stuff. But during the pandemic, the same thing happened. During the pandemic, we lost two businesses. We lost the Junior Cake Whoever Junior Roadshow, our wedding and party business. And that business made a lot of money. And we let it go. We had to let it go, right? What are you going to do? Pandemic, hello, right? So the thing I felt sorry for was when I saw these entertainers and I saw these musicians that really relied upon like their nightly gigs to pay bills. And they couldn't do anything. And I was like, ooh, ouch, right? I remember this one guy, he had this sound company and he was putting everything up for sale. And I was like, well, you know, we saw how he treated his employees. So it was like, it was cracking up. But anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, you have to get to that point of neutral where you can let go. Because sometimes you cannot let go. Okay, you think you can let go. Okay, but you're still steering. You think you're letting go and letting God or letting go and letting your higher self or whatever you believe, but you're actually really still steering inside, see? So what this vocalization does, right, these notes that we do with velocity and stuff, it calms all of that. It gets the oxytocin going and it combats all the fear. And then pretty soon, what happens? Well, pretty soon, like you're sitting around going, okay, well, can I help that happen? Okay, well, let's do this. Let's do that. Whatever, right? And you're not making panic-based decisions, okay? Because when you're making panic-based decisions, okay, I'm here to tell you, you're not making the right decision. I don't care what you think. You're not making the right decision. When you can relax with very calm and centered thinking and just go, oh, yeah, all right, well, let's try this. Okay, then you will be led. You will be led through intuitive thought to your goal or to whatever it is that you want to turn out positive. You will be led to that. Guarantee. I guarantee all day long. And I see these things at work. I see these things because I work with them every day. Like I work with, you know, so here's the thing, right? I work with spirits every day. Every day. Are they evil spirits? I don't know. I have no idea. Right? Because I don't know, they come and they work with me and then they go, right? They come, I do an hour on the cell phone and then they go. Or sometimes they come, I do a half hour with them on the phone and then they go. So, you know, I never meet these people in person. I'm just here. We do everything virtual. Everything's on, you know, yeah, either on FaceTime or Skype or, you know, sometimes on Zoom, sometimes it depends. We don't do the sound stuff on Zoom because it doesn't work that well with audio. But yeah, so like that, right? And that's my day. So I come in, I see clients, right? And boom, 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 whatever. And then, you know, then I'm done for the day kind of thing, right? But if you want to call that spirits, or if you want to call that souls, or if you want to call that energy, whatever you call what's in you, okay? Whatever you call that, that's what never gets extinguished. Never. You can't do it. You cannot kill that. The body, yeah, you can kill the body. Easy. Yeah, the body going, okay? Is the energy going? Is the spirit going? Is the soul going? No. Uh-uh. Not possible. Not possible. So what happens? Where does it go? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know, right? I'm just saying I don't know because I don't know, okay? But I can tell you this, right? That years and years and years of working with this energy, okay? I have perfected this down to a science where all I have to do, this is the biggest part of my job, the hardest part of my job, right? The hardest part of my job is going, trust me, trust uncles, no worries, trust uncles, no worries, I get it, uncle got you, come on, right? And I lead them down the road like that. Now, some people go down the road a couple of months before things really start to shift major. Sometimes it's like 3 months, okay? Some cases 4 or 5 months, depending on how tight they are inside. And when I say tight, I mean like tight, okay? Now, here's the thing about human beings, okay? Whether you want to think something is holding you back or whether you want to think that it's just too hard for you to let go sound, right? Or to come out of yourself, let's say it a different way like that. Then if that's what you're thinking, okay, I'm here to tell you that things do hold you back. Things do hold you in, okay? Things do. And that will break with this frequency. That will break with this, with the frequency tones and velocity. That will break it, okay? And it will set you free, okay? Now when you get to this state of neutral, you get to the truth. And the truth will set you free, okay? So what am I talking about? What is this truth? This truth is relaxation. This truth is no artificial anything holding you in. This is no artificial anything forcing you to portray this or portray that personality or to treat this person like this, like that. It's like, hey, they don't like me. Okay, fine. I'm not for them. You see what I'm saying? So you get to this neutral state. Now, how long does this take for the average person? About 3 months. About 3 months for the average person. Okay? I have one girl right now that, and I can't talk about individual case studies. Okay? And that's what I call them. I call them case studies because there is always something to study. There's always something to learn. And God gives you something every time you do something for somebody. Like every time you involve. Yes, you get paid for it. But when you do something, right, you always get a reward. Like no matter what. Because why? Because it's that field. It's that field you're making an impression on. Okay? Now, when that person gets better, guess what happens? They impress upon the field. Okay, the field comes back and blesses them. Okay, in the process, I am impressing whatever I'm teaching upon that field here with me, here by me, right? Okay, boom, I get it back from the field. So when you're doing something positive or you're doing something for someone or you're doing something, you know, like that, right? With that intention or that kind of effort, that positive effort, you're going to get it back. You're going to get back big time. Okay. Now, what happens when you put out the wrong vibe? Ooh, yeah, I've been feeling those too, Hoynes. Yeah, when I put out the wrong vibe and stuff, and I get mad. I mean, I'm just like anybody else, right? And when I get mad, it's not necessarily like I'm mad, man. It's just like I get stubborn. Like I said, right? You want to have your way with whatever. And sometimes I don't want to go down this road. I want to go down that road. And I insist, right? And guess what happens? Woo, yeah, mad kind of rebound, boom. Like, and then all of a sudden, guess what? You're going down that road anyway. You see what I'm saying? So now, I don't want to leave you totally confused, okay? But here's what I'll say. When you get down to neutral, there is nothing to fake. there is nothing to try for. There is nothing. There is only to be. That's it. There is only to be. And when you just be, guess what? Everything that was naturally intended for you, okay? So, I know, what's her name? Esther Hicks has this term. She calls it a vortex. And she goes, well, you know, you impress the vortex with 16 seconds of thought for or desire for, you know, whatever. Now, I gotta say that if we're talking about desire, desire is a low vibration, okay? When you're in desire, okay, you're in a low vibration. Now, are you supposed to desire? Well, you're going to desire whether you want to or not. You're going to desire. So you will be in that fluctuation. You will be pulled down when you are in the state of desire. And when you let it go, then yes, you will come up again. And when you come up again, chances are that desire will show itself to you. It will be boom, right there. Okay? Because there was a time when I was, you know, like years and years ago, more than 20 years ago, right? When I was wondering, like, wow, is this girl going to be for me? And then all of a sudden, God was like, well, you want this one here? You want this one here? You want one look like this? Or you want one look like that? I mean, and all these girls started coming, right? And I was like, whoa. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was fun. It was really fun. But I'm telling you, that's where the focus was, right? Like, oh, I wonder who I'm going to meet this week. Oh, well, there she is. You see, like that, right? And now, you know, my thoughts are more focused on work now. So now it's like, oh, well, what about this workflow? Okay, you want this one? You want that one? You want this, that? And things come in abundance. Okay, now abundance is not money. It's not just money. It can be money. You know, money comes too. Okay, but here's the thing about manifestation. When you do it properly, when you do it right, okay, when you take the steps, when you apply the four pillars, okay, and I'm talking about affirmations, meditation, vocalization, and visualization. When you apply all four pillars, then it's just like you control the manifestation. You're controlling the manifestation and you're observing it in real time. So when things come, when synchronicities happen, okay, now you guys that understand synchronicities, you guys understand. For those of you who don't, here's an example. You're standing on the street corner with your friend, you guys are talking, right? And you're talking about going out on the weekend to a steakhouse and the meat truck from the, you know, meat supply place passes by. And you go, well, I was just talking about that. Hey, there's the meat truck. I was just talking about that. Right? Or it pops up on television or something. Oh, I was just talking about that. I had a headache. And there's aspirin right there on the TV, right? On the commercial. So these are synchronicities. Okay. So, but what happens is the synchronicities begin to show themselves very clear, very clear. And it's almost a step-by-step process in your awareness that you're like, wow, I see that. Oh, I see that. Okay. And then you know where it came from. Okay, but just know that God is in here and God is out here, okay? So God is in you, and then there's this vibrational field, okay? And the vibrational field is like all around you. It's all around you. It surrounds you, okay? So making an impression on this field is quite the thing. And when you make a favorable impression on that field, boy, life is good. Everything is good. You know, sometimes I pick up my guitar and like, you know, I don't perform anymore, right? So I pick up my guitar and I actually use my guitar to heal people now, which is really weird because I never thought that would happen. I mean, never in my wildest dreams did I think that. But I'm a healer now with my guitar instead of an entertainer. But sometimes I pick up my guitar and I go, whoa, like I start playing this stuff and I go, oh, I didn't know I knew how to do this, right? And God shows me something new. And I go, oh my God, like, whoa. And then, right, in the back of my mind, it's like, ah, damn, there's no show. Like, you know, I'm not doing any show. That playing better than I ever played, singing better than I ever sang, and there's nothing to do, right? So what I'm saying, though, okay, it's not about the show. What I'm saying is about synchronicities. What I'm saying is when you impress the unseen from the state of neutral, everything flows and you're aware of every single thing and you can see and you can hear and you can feel things that you never noticed before. And they're all right there. And you can actually see, and you know, I don't know how long this is going to last, only because I don't know how long I'm going to be alive, right? But I can tell you something, it's a magical time. It's just a magical time. Now, you know, can this work for you in your life? Of course. I'm not special. I am not special at all. Okay? And well, I mean, you know, yeah, okay, I'm a human being. Yes, special. Is God made me? Yes. That part's special, yeah. But am I better than anybody? No, absolutely not. Mm-mm. You can do this. Your neighbor can do this. Their neighbor can do this. And their cousins can do this. Anybody can do this. Anybody can. This is not witchcraft. This is not anything. You know what this is? This is being calm and getting rid of your anxiety. This is like flatlining anxiety, if you want to say that. Okay, this is like in the absence of anxiety, in the absence of worry, in the absence of fear, in the absence of negativity, everything flows. Everything aligns. You'd be surprised how this thing works. And you know, like I said, I don't know, you know, the how is always God's job. So I don't know how it works. Quantum physicists are telling us, well, this is downward causation. This is upward cause. There's this thing called upward causation. There's this, you know, human beings or they can do telepathy. This is all possible. This all happens, you know, okay, fine. If they're discovering it, if they're working hard in the lab, okay, I'm working hard over here, working with people, right? With people's energy. Oh boy, I've been working with energy so long. But you know, it was a turning point when I started looking at it like I was working with energy rather than working with people. Because when you're working with people, right, you kind of get into that mirage, like, because you're looking at the physical, right? You're looking at the physical. But when you start looking at energetics, when you start looking at everybody like, oh, this, you know, energy. I remember I interviewed this entertainer a long time ago. And the first thing out of his mouth was, wow, it's nice to come down and exchange energy with you. And I never forgot that. And I always remembered this guy. And he's still alive. You know, he's still out there performing, I think. But he said that, and it struck me in a profound way. And this was in 1988. That happened. And I started thinking about that. And I go, yeah, you know, if you start looking at these people for what they really are, right? Because the body carries you around. The body carries the soul around or the spirit around or the energy around, right? But if you start expressing or start dealing with that energy, okay? So expressing your energy, yourself, okay? Expressing yourself. Now, what happens when you start doing it? Well, a human being becomes what they practice, right? So when you start practicing that, and that's why we say find your voice, find yourself, okay? But this is the vocalization part. Now, there's the affirmations. We talked a little bit about that on another podcast. We talked a little bit about the visualization on the other podcast. But this is very important that we get this part out, because a lot of people are not aware of how frequency heals. A lot of people are not aware about how they respond to frequency. And only now, only in this day and age, with technology the way it is, doctors and scientists and medical professionals are starting to say, hey, frequency heals. Frequency can heal you. Oh, and your voice, yeah, it can project frequency. So then it can heal you. Oh, yeah, yeah, your voice can heal you, guarantee. Garen's ball bearings works every time, never failed on anyone, like no one, not once in 34 years, not one time. So what's the takeaway here? Well, the takeaway is, mark my words, okay? When we get to the time where, you know, people like Big Pharma and stuff like that doesn't have as much of a grip on society as they do right now, you're going to see people getting cured from frequency. You're going to see frequency machines pop up that just disintegrate bad cells, bad energy, bad stuff. It's all going to go. It's just going to go. And when everything is neutral, when everything is pono, when everything is centered, when everything is calm, magic will happen. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it works. Don't ask me, Hawaiians, because if it's up to me, I gotta go, Hawaiians. But that's the way it works. Hey, want to thank our sponsors, Island Club and Spa, Brother Randy. Oh, yeah. Down there in Kaka'ako, also Voice Master Family of Service Companies, big mahalo. Also want to say mahalo to AFM Hawaii Music, featuring the music of Darren Chinen, Nazareth, Brother Darren. Hey, if you want to hire Darren for your next, get-together, whatever, music, he does a great show. All you got to do is go to AFMHawaiiMusic.com and sign up, and they will contact you, and you can have Darren at your show. It's that simple. Till next time, I'm Junior Keiko Weber Jr. saying mahalo and aloha.